Coach, how tough it is, you know, winning on the road, you talk about it all the time, but your team got it done. You told them at halftime to finish.
Yeah, you know, I mean, it's tough in our league, as you know, to get wins on the road. And we played, I think, a pretty clean game. I don't think we had any turnovers. That was something that we emphasized all week long. We emphasized being able to take the ball away. We had some big ones. I mean, a score on defense, that's huge. And for our guys to work methodically to get it done in the second half, I mean, gave us some yards, but still being able to stick to what the plan was. I mean, just very, very proud of our players.
And talking about that defensive game plan, Alan Williams with the defensive coordinator coming with the blitz on timely situations, Everson Griffin dropping off. Take us through that series and that touchdown.
Well, that was a huge play for us to get momentum and get some separation. And you're right, Alan called some timely pressures today that really helped us a great deal, and that's what happened on that interception. We brought our pressure. It doesn't seem like they were quite ready for it. Everson did a terrific job. He's a great athlete, dropping in coverage, makes the catch, and then a great run afterwards. So just a great job by our defense.
And Chad Greenway leading the way with 12-plus tackles all over the field.
Chad has had a tremendous season, and today was another example of it. He was all over the field, made a ton of plays for us, and provides great leadership as well.
Your quarterback had a very decent day, as you would say, relaxed, poised in the pocket, hitting some key passes, keeping your offense on the field. What was the difference?
Well, I mean, he's been working extremely hard in every area to continue to improve, and he showed today that he is improving. And I thought he did a real good job throughout the day. I mean, man, really controlling our offense, getting the ball in 28 hands, and then being able to make plays when he had to make plays.
You said that he was having fun today. I mean, was that something that happened during the course of practice that was a carryover, you know, just relaxed and fun and just having a good time and enjoying the game?
Well, he had a good week of practice. You know, we talked about some things we needed to get done in practice, and you could see as the week went on that he was getting more and more confident in the game plan. He had a lot of input in the game plan, which is always a plus, and he went out and executed extremely well today.
Number 28, we continue to talk about him each and every week.
Just amazing now. I mean, this team that we played today, they were so intent on stopping the run, and for him to rush for over 200 yards again, I mean, it's just mind-boggling when you think about it.
Coach, we both played against a great Eric Dickerson, and Adrian Peterson is 294 yards away. What would that mean for you, number one, as a coach, and having witnessed some of the greatest running backs, you know, in the game of the NFL, Walter Payton, one of your teammates, and now Eric Dickerson?
Yeah, you got to remember that was a time Walter had that single-season rushing record before ED. But, I mean, I'm sure Adrian would tell you the same thing. You know, as much as it would be terrific for him to get that record, the most important thing is for us to win games. And we hope that he gets that record. In the meantime, we want to win games along with getting that record. That would be outstanding.
Your rookie place kicker, Blair Walsh, we can't stop. We said that it could become a special teams battle. But this kid has done unbelievable. 5 field goals over 50 yards, touchbacks, rookie scoring record. What hasn't he done for this football team? What has he meant for this football team?
He's helped us in so many ways, and he doesn't play like a rookie. I mean, he's playing with great poise. To come out and handle the kickoffs like he has, I can't tell you, Greg, how important it is to our team, our defense, to have those drive starts inside the 20. That's a big deal, and that was one of the things that Rick and the rest of our scouts had talked about when we were thinking about making the change at kicker. And he's been terrific in that area. And then what he's given us as a field goal kicker, I mean, he's just been everything we could have hoped for.
Coach, last couple of questions. You rested Antoine Winfield maybe the last few series on defense. And give us an update on Brian Robinson.
Brian has an AC sprain in his shoulder. So he'll probably be day-to-day. You know, we'll learn more after they run some more tests. In Antoine's case, you know, we wanted to get him out of there. We had a good cushion, and, you know, we got some things we need to continue to take care of, and we wanted to make sure we protected him.
I know you're going to enjoy this one, but on the road next week, a tough Houston Texans football team.
But as you said, we're going to enjoy this one first.
Thanks, Coach. That's head coach Leslie Frazier, 36-22 Vikings over the St. Louis Rams. Must back to you guys in Twin Cities.